Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And it is a little bit after 9 o'clock here on a Tuesday. I believe it's Tuesday, right? And now, ladies and gentlemen, with the news, it's Robin, everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news. Yeah.
All right. What's going on with the news, Robin?
Oh, well, it's a busy day. So many things. First, Valerie Bertinelli has hit the talk show circuit, promoting her new book entitled Losing It and Gaining My Life Back 1 pound at a Time. And I assume both of you are familiar with Valerie Bertinelli's work.
Oh, yes.
Famous for her...
yes, Barbara.
Well, yes, as the daughter in One Day at a Time.
Barbara, One Day at a Time, right.
Romano.
Romano, yes. We have a couple of clips of her. With this, she's made some interesting confessions on shows like Oprah and Larry King. And we'll first hear some audio of her telling some of her secrets. V115.
All right, V115. Valerie Bertinelli, man.
Look, I wasn't an angel either. I mean,
I you cheated too.
I cheated too, yeah. Right. Yeah. And he claims to this day that I cheated first, but I don't know. So, I guess we'll have, I don't know about the timing.
Well, the way you wrote it, you cheated first.
I did?
Yeah. Yeah, you cheated first. Unless I misread something.
Maybe you read it right.
And so she cheated on
Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen, yes, who was her husband at the time.
Wow, that was a hot couple back then.
That was the couple, wasn't it?
Children, right?
Yes, they have a son named Wolfgang.
Oh, Bubba.
And then she appeared on Larry King, and here's another bit of confession audio from Valerie Bertinelli, V116.
All right, V116, going around talking about cheating, man.
Being attracted to a woman, they say that occurs... Every woman is at one time attracted to another woman.
I was 21. She was a great kisser. I don't know what else to say.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah. It was an interesting experiment. But again, I felt guilt the next morning from that because I thought, oh my God, I've just cheated on my husband.
Oh God.
Was she Mackenzie Phillips?
Wow, look at that. How old is Valerie Bertinelli now?
Well, my goodness.
She's got to be 45.
She's got to be in her mid-40s, but it doesn't say.
And she gained a lot of weight and then lost a lot of weight?
She gained quite a few pounds, and then right after Kirstie Alley, she started being the spokeswoman for Jenny Craig.
Yeah, I saw her during the big stage at Gelson's.
Oh, you did?
And
what was she getting?
Full cart.
Oh, right. Yeah?
Yeah, full cart.
Uh-oh. I never saw her at her full stage.
I did.
I saw her. I only remember her from her attractive state.
Well, that's the way we want to remember her from, you know, One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
Which, what a great theme. Remember that One Day at a Time theme with their, Barbara, and what was Mackenzie Phillips' character's name?
Oh, my goodness.
Lori Romano.
Lori, okay, it escapes me.
How does that go, One Day at a Time, do you know?
This is it.
I think we're saying. 70s.
Should
be, one pizza at a time.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
I always found Bonnie Franklin very hot. She played Anne Romano. She played the mother.
I never liked her. I mean, I liked her. I think I like her personally, but I never liked that character.
I didn't either.
It was way too close to my mom.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, she had the same look, the red hair, and the whole vibe.
I didn't like her because I thought she was just like so. Like, not, she wasn't funny, and I don't know.
Did you like Schneider?
Oh, I love Pat Harrington. Absolutely. Love Schneider. He made the show.
Yeah, Pat Harrington, man. What happened to that guy? He's still around, right?
He is still around, and...
I think he's a pilot.
I don't think he is. I think he's behind the
in the cockpit.
No, I don't know where it is. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, as you already know, but I think it is worth mentioning again, Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch in California will be foreclosed and sold on March 19th.
Oh, boy.
Unless the pop star pays a balance of nearly $25 million. And with all of this money trouble, you'd think he would have taken up some of his previous callers on their offers. We have some clips of that.
N21, here we go.
Yes, hello, my name is Juan Hernandez. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already sold.
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already in escrow, sorry.
Oh, it's in escrow? My name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch.
It's not available.
Oh, it's not available now. I'm in a wheelchair.
It's off the market.
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
Hello, Mr. Wellington. Of course it is. I'd love to talk to you about it. I love you.
That is discrimination in real estate. I mean, if that's true, what we are hearing there.
Yeah. I wonder how many acres that is. You say it's 1,000?
No, I heard on the radio driving into work, buddy, that I think it's 2,800 acres.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then that's a deal at $24 million. You can subdivide that. Put a whole city in there.
Oh, but he wouldn't want that. Michael wouldn't want that.
Yeah, well, once you lose it to the bank, you don't get any choice anymore. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, this is very exciting. Justin Timberlake will induct Madonna into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What?
Yes, Justin has been working with the Material Mom, as she's called, on her upcoming album, expected to be released this year. And Madonna will be among those honored March 10th at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Manhattan. The Queen of Pop had this to say about the announcement of her induction. She sounded very excited. M98.
All right, M98. Here's Madonna going to the Hall of Fame, everybody.
I want to thank everyone for inducting me into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Your appreciation means so much to me. I know that I would be absolutely nothing without all of my fans. And I am so grateful that after all these years, you still enjoy my music and consider me an icon. That said, I'd like to hereby ban any references to the following things having to do with my life. 1. Any more reference to me as the material girl. 2. Asking me to Vogue. 3. Telling me you do me in your drag show act. 4. Confessing that you told your parents you were pregnant after listening to Papa Don't Preach. 5. Asking me if I live in La Isla Bonita. 6. Begging me to sign your copy of my sex book. 7. Asking me if you should take Kabbalah classes. 8. Asking me what kind of Pilates I do. And finally, 9. Telling me Desperately Seeking Susan is your favorite movie.
Right.
It sucked. This list is subject to change, and I appreciate all of my fans' cooperation. Thank you again, America. Love, peace, and Kabbalah blessings.
There she goes.
Vogue.
Hey, Tim, have you ever met a chick from Michigan who sounds like that?
I have not.
Oh.
No, I have not.
Me neither.
All right. Anything else in the news there, Robin?
Yes. Well, finally, I would like both of you to get familiar with a new university in California. There is a new university called Oaksterdam. It's a trade school where higher education takes on a whole new meaning. The school prepares people for jobs in California's thriving medical marijuana industry. For $200 and the cost of 2 required books, students learn how to cultivate and cook with cannabis and study which strains of pot are best for certain ailments.
Wow.
And we have some exclusive audio from one of the teaching sessions at this trade school, S42.
S42. All right, here we go.
Hi, you guys. It's another Samtastic Saturday night.
Hey, it's Sam Phillips teaching this course.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds a little hoarse. She may have done, like, back-to-back weekends.
Well, maybe she did a lot of fill-in, too.
Yeah, she had a lot of weekend shows. This happened Monday morning.
Hi, you guys. It's another Samtastic Saturday night, and I'm going to teach you guys how to cook pot into cookies. Now, you got to remember, there's one half that's the chocolate half, and the other half that's the pot half. And my secret to my pot brownies is to crumble the marijuana up in the cookies. Yes, you?
I always heard that it was better to sauté the pot into the butter.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. That reminds me of my question for you guys. Would you date someone who smokes pot? Could you date someone who smokes pot? Would you date someone who eats pot brownies? Would you date someone who cooks pot brownies? Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much for coming to my class. God bless. Sure.
You're funny. There she goes, yes. Sam Phillips.
You like that bit, Sam?
Do
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
And that's it, Robin in the news, everybody.
In Los Angeles, Robin in the news.
All right, there she goes, everybody. All right, let's see, real quickly, the top workplace frustrations.
Oh.
There are five of them here.
Oh, there's more than five, but are these the top five?
Yeah. And at 6%, noisy coworkers. Number four, having no having to use politically correct language.
Yeah, that should be higher on the list.
Yeah, no kidding. Number three, lack of teamwork. Again, top workplace frustrations. Number two, general office politics. Mm. And number one, working with Jerry Wischowski.
Wow, look
Isn't
at that.
Wild?
That's in the USA Today?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I made number one?
Words out that you're a pain
Sweet.
In the ass.
Look at you.
All right. A lot of people are out there on these antidepressants, and there's a big study that came out yesterday, late last night, early today.
Yes, present, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you're on them, right?
Yes, I'm back on.
And what do you take?
Wellbutrin.
How much?
Well, I'm working myself back up to a higher dosage, but right now I'm only taking 150 milligrams.
See, for you, my recommendation...
But my high point was 450.
Yeah, my recommendation for you. You ever go to McDonald's or Burger King and you see the play area for kids where there's a bunch of balls and the kids jump in them?
Yeah.
You should do that with your pills. You should have like a million pills and you sleep in that... In that, on the pills and in the pills on it.
You don't think that would be dehumanizing or making light of or...
Sleep naked in all those pills.
Right.
Like 10,000 pills should be your bed.
Don't you think that would make me seem...
Tough to get chicks, though.
Maniacal, Tim? Is that how you view me, Tim?
How could you get chicks that way?
To fill
like,
the...
Ooh, look at that, the pill bed.
Oh, my God. I totally went to his house. He had, like, the McDonald's ball crawl where, like, all the mothers put their skanky little kids in there. Oh, my God. The ball crawl was, like, totally filled with pills and capsules. And I was like, oh, my God, where are the prescription bottles? And he was like, oh, my God. He could not even produce the prescription bottles. Okay?
It says only severely depressed benefit from antidepressants.
Well, I am severely depressed at times.
Well, popular antidepressants such as Prozac are widely prescribed for people with varying degrees of depression. The drugs are only effective for those with the most severe depression, a new study says.
Wow, so maybe they're overprescribed.
Possibly, like every other drug in the United States. But there's also, I read this, I think there's 118 million subscriptions a year.
That are written?
For antidepressants.
Yeah.
Now, that's not 118 million depressed people. It's, you know, somebody may have 12 prescriptions a month. I mean, you know, a year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's probably about 30 or 40 million people.
Still a very high number in a country of 300 million.
Yeah. And people who are up at night, people who are, you know, working at this hour, are more prone to depression.
Right.
Than people with a normal schedule.
Yeah, we're a couple of happy guys, though. I mean, you know, we're not that, you know. Yeah. You know, people listen to me and people send me emails. You know, are you doing okay? I'm fine. I really am fine. I go through, you know, bouts of, you know, depression. But I'm okay. I'm a happy guy. I laugh. You know, I have a good time.
Yeah, I hope my daughter hears this one day. I hope maybe they'll play this back for her when she understands what I'm saying. But she is my antidepressant.
And God bless you. And God bless her.
Thank you very much. Without her, I'd be depressed out of my mind. But anyway, so antidepressants, they may be good for the most severely depressed, but a new study said, they may not work for people who are just like occasionally depressed.
Right.
So I'm thinking there's also a lot of people out there that don't want to put Prozac or antidepressants in their system because of the side effects. And maybe an additional crowd listening right now can't afford them. What are some natural cures for depression?
Very good question. So what we're suggesting... is you'd switch out the
A little thick tongue there, huh?
Yeah, a little thick tongue. Actually, I tried to swallow a yawn. Oh. And you didn't, you couldn't tell, could you? I hit it pretty good. So you switch out the Wellbutrin or the Prozac or the, you know, the God, what's the other big one? Paxil. You switch
Zyban.
You switch those out. Switch out the pharmaceuticals for what?
For blank. For, I don't know what it is.
Like canoeing?
I think running, jogging, working out.
Sex?
Sex, maybe. I don't know. But what is a natural antidepressant that you've discovered? And this is, you know, this is a very, going to be a very informative hour.
Oh.
Because there are a lot of people in our audience who are said F at the drugs. They want to naturally cure themselves of depression. And they've tried everything.
Sure.
What works?
We here on the Conway and Whitman Show pride ourselves on bringing from time to time to the audience very special hours that are profound and informative.
Right. And this is not just farting and, you know, belching. And
Malibu Dan answering dumb questions. This is a very special hour with a profound message and help for those who need it most.
Although maybe we do play fart sound effects behind this. Who knows? All right. What is the best natural cure for depression? 520-9710 and 888.
You asked for it.
520-9710.
Sure.
Again, 888-520-9710. You know what I heard one of them was?
What's that?
Maybe it's not a natural one, but caffeine.
That's not natural. It's a chemical.
Well, I don't think it is, though. I mean, it's
a plant, right?
It comes from the coffee. Coffee naturally has caffeine.
Yeah, it's chemical.
It's something they don't put in coffee. It's naturally in coffee. So I think that's a natural substance.
But the chemistry of coffee and the chemistry of the coffee bean contains caffeine, right?
Yes, but I mean, it's not like we injected coffee beans with caffeine.
So it's a substance.
It's a natural substance.
Okay.
Yeah. And
oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah. It's naturally.
Like sugar is a natural substance. However, Splenda is not.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, Splenda doesn't grow anywhere.
Right. You can't mine Splenda.
Right. But you can. I mean, pot is a natural chemical. The THC is natural.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
Heroin is not. Oh, heroin sort of, well, no, it has to be manufactured.
Opium is.
Yeah, opium is, but opiates are, but heroin is not. All right, natural cures for depression, because everybody listening right now, you know, whether you admit it or not, you occasionally get down. You know, you can't keep up with everybody in the neighborhood. You got kids going to school. You got kids who are a-holes sometimes. You got insurance to pay. You got bills up the tuchus.
And you get home, like maybe you're a dude, like you're driving back to Valencia, you're driving back to the Valley, out of downtown L.A. You've been, you know, you worked your ass off tonight late. And really what you want is you want to walk into the house. You would love for your chipper, emphasis on chipper, wife, to be so happy to see you. She saved you dinner. It's warm. She serves it to you. You eat it. You watch a little TV. And while you're sitting on the couch watching the TV, she begins to do her thing, Tim. This is what guys would like tonight. Thank you. I'm Brian Whitman.
All right. Richard in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Going on, Dad.
Hey.
But don't you agree, Richard? Most guys would like.
All right. Keith in Seal Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I just, I'm curious, women, have you tried hypnosis at all for your depression?
You know, we have had here on Free FM a hypnotist, a guy who lives in Marina Del Rey, and his name escapes me at the moment, but Jerry will say it in my ear.
Scott Sandlin.
His name
Pete
is
Siegel.
Pete Siegel. And he came in and he taught me to do unbelievable things, and he really tapped into energies that I never knew I had. And this was a guy who worked with all of the major teams. I went back to the Brooklyn Dodgers. I used to sit in the dugout at Ebbets Field.
Pete Siegel.
Yeah, he came out and he did some hypnosis on me.
We have Scott Sandlin that comes in.
Right, but he doesn't.
He does hypnosis.
Right, but he doesn't talk like that.
There's a difference between a hypnotist and a hypnotherapist.
Yeah, I have not done a session or I've not been treated with hypnotherapy.
It works wonders because you're really getting to the root of what's creating the problem because you're dealing with the subconscious mind.
Have you tried it for anything?
I'm a hypnotherapist.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I can give you that information or my background and that stuff. And as a matter of fact, I'd offer my services to Whitman just to give it a try. No cost. If it's something you're really interested in trying, it's pretty amazing. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what it is...
Sounds like it's not there.
Well, basically, you're looking at, you're dealing, you know, where traditional therapy, you're dealing on a conscious level. With hypnosis, you're able to get to the subconscious, which is 99.9% of our mind. It's our feelings, our emotions, our memories, our imagination. And it's where all the I do it, but I don't know why I do it, why. And it's what drives, it's our subconscious thoughts that drive our conscious behaviors. And so we're really kind of getting to the root of what's created the problem and bringing the learnings on a conscious level.
All right, dude, you can't swear like that, man. You can't use those F words, dudes.
I mean, these guys get screened.
You can say I run every day, but you can't say I effing run.
Yeah, Gina, when you screen these calls, you tell them they can't swear when they get on, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. I know they're excited, man. All right, let's take a break and come back. Your natural remedy for depression.
Yeah.
520-9710-888-520-9710. And later on in the 10 o'clock hour, listen to this, we're going to give a seat away for the World Poker Tour Celebrity Texas Hold'em Tournament held at the Commerce Casino March 1st through the 3rd.
Well, that'd be fun.
Play against celebrities like James Wood, Jason Alexander, Dennis Miller, Jose Canseco, Norm MacDonald, and none other than Tim Conway Jr., man.
Hey, our boy.
I'll be playing this Saturday night at the Commerce Casino, so come on down. All right, natural cure for depression. 520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.